Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm still in operations today. Ken Graham here with the latest update on Tropical Storm Gordon. Look on radar in the satellite composite. You can see most of the convection is actually to the right-hand side of Tropical Storm Gordon. Still continuing on the path, you see some of the convection around the center, but watch these rain bands making their way almost all the way across the Gulf of Mexico, producing heavy rain and some pretty gusty winds associated with it. So we're still looking at the forecast being pretty close to on track, but the rainfall being one of the bigger threats. Here is the latest forecast with the 1 o'clock update. Notice one thing that's interesting is we see these winds. This is the extent of the tropical force winds that are extending outside the cone and to the northeast quadrant, about 80 miles away from the actual center of Tropical Storm Gordon. So we're looking at that. A lot of these areas are getting a lot of impacts outside the cone. It's something we remind people of all the time. And that's why a small window still yet to possibly become a hurricane. And that's why we still have this hurricane warning up for portions of the Mississippi coast and the Alabama coastline. So as a result, we've been talking about those impacts throughout much of the day, and we're still looking at Tropical Storm Gordon producing a lot of rainfall. In fact, the forecast calls for 4 inches to 8 inches, and even some areas could see a foot of rainfall by the time it's all over. And it's not just confined to the coast. Alabama, Mississippi, that's where you really start getting the rainfall starting tonight and into tomorrow. But look at Arkansas over the next couple days, starting to see some of this heavy rainfall as well. And the tropical moisture just keeps on continuing and eventually makes its way up to the middle part of the country with Iowa and also Missouri getting to the action with these heavy tropical rains. So watch out for that flash flooding. Really pay attention to those local warnings throughout the week this week. And the final impact we're really looking at, besides the tornado threat, you know, we are talking about that a little bit more as we approach the coastline with the possibility of tornadoes. You know, most of those tornadoes, about 90% of them are in the right front quadrant of these tropical systems. So that's something to watch out for as we make landfall tonight. Looking at the storm surge, that's one of the impacts that we are looking at. Storm surge warning for part of our coast, and you could get some areas of 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. Not everybody's going to get that. Small changes in the storm can make a big difference on the ground, mainly along the immediate beaches of the Mississippi coast, some of the barrier islands, and also where that water gets trapped and can't go anywhere, Biloxi Bay and over towards Bay St. Louis. Those are some of the areas that we can see it. So keep tuned. We're heavy updated as things change. This Tropical Storm Gordon update right here at the National Hurricane Center operations area.